Ayatollah Khamenei said the Iranian nation will continue on the same path to reach the peaks of advancement. He said, undoubtedly, the future will be better for the Muslim nations, including the Iranian nation. The leader added that the Iranian nation has seen through their own eyes the realization of many divine promises, such as the victory of the oppressed people over tyrants. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that the Iranian nation overcame all political, military, security, and economic challenges created by the enemies in the past 33 years, underscoring that the Iranian nation is now a strong nation in terms of political power. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that Iran has managed to achieve things that once looked impossible. He said one of these achievements is the peaceful use of nuclear energy despite foreign pressure, highlighting that Iranian engineers have managed to build the most sophisticated apparatuses and power plants by themselves. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Today we have no need for foreign experts in undertaking our national projects." He noted that Iran's scientific ranking in certain areas such as nanotechnology, stem cells, biotechnology, and aerospace is remarkable, pointing to the manifestation of democracy as another progress made by the Iranian nation. The leader stressed that even more attention should be paid to this issue, underscoring that there is a long way ahead to reach the peaks. The leader said, "The Iranian nation has successfully displayed how a nation may advance free from the dominance of hegemonic powers." Noting that Imam Khomeini was the father of the current Islamic movement in the Muslim world, the leader said, "National dignity was a key issue in Imam Khomeini's political agenda." He said, "Having been dignified by following the Imam's path, the Iranian nation discovered its innate abilities and saw many divine promises fulfilled." The leader said, "Imam Khomeini imbued the Iranian nation's heart with a 'yes, we can' mindset." He went on to stress that the Western propaganda about the perils of a nuclear Iran are merely a deceit, saying they are actually afraid of an Islamic Iran rather than a nuclear Iran. Stressing that sanctions would never stop the Iranian nation's progress, Ayatollah Khamenei said the sanctions would only cause more hatred of the Western powers. Touching on the Islamic awakening in the region, the leader said, "The regional revolutions from Yemen to Bahrain to Egypt, Libya, and Tunisia are solid proofs that these nations are seeking their dignity, justice, and freedom, but under the banner of Islam." The leader cautioned that the West and its puppet regimes are trying to make the revolutionary nations think their revolutions were useless. He said despite those Western claims, the political and social situation on the ground in the region have effectively changed due to these revolutions, and greater changes are forthcoming. Ayatollah Khamenei described Egypt as a great country with an influential nation. He said the former corrupt rulers had stolen the Egyptian nation's dignity by turning the country into a strategic treasure trove for the usurping Zionist regime. The leader assured, however, that today the treasure has been taken back from the usurper Zionists. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that the Mubarak regime was tasked to guarantee Israel's security, even at the cost of imprisoning 1.5 million people in the Gaza Strip during the 22-day Zionist bombardment of the besieged enclave. Ayatollah Khamenei added that today, with Mubarak ousted, the Zionist regime feels isolated, vulnerable, and angry. The leader added that today the military threats made by the Zionist authorities against Iran actually exposes their emptiness, because they know well they are more vulnerable than ever before. Ayatollah Khamenei vowed that any inappropriate action on the part of the Zionists or their supporters would bring a thunderous lashback on them. Ayatollah Khamenei added that today the U.S. and other Western powers, as unconditional supporters of the Zionist regime, are themselves suffering from unfavorable conditions due to their economic and social problems. Ayatollah Khamenei cautioned that the West now seeks to transfer its own crises by inciting sectarian and religious strife in the Middle Eastern and North African revolutionary countries with the aim of creating a counter-revolutionary movement from inside the revolutions. The leader urged all nations and their scholars, whether Shia or Sunni, to be vigilant so as not to help advance the enemy's conspiracy. Ayatollah Khamenei went on to deplore that amid these developments, the Bahraini nation are being repressed by a despotic dictatorial regime only because the people of Bahrain wish to have democracy. The leader vowed that all the revolutionary nations would eventually achieve their goals if they avoid sectarian or religious conflicts. Angry Egyptians gathered in Tahrir Square in the capital Cairo for a second day to protest against the lenient life and prison sentence given